Well, this one should be a holiday conference, this is more like a state conference than we're used to. Although we did have a fairly good turnout last week when we spoke in the South Sudanese branch in Taylorsville. We've had some great experiences in working with the Africans over the years. I've been to East Africa 3 times, and this will be the first time for Jolene, so I'm grateful for her dedication to the Lord. She's not looking for adventure. She knows she's going to have it, but the crazier the thing is, the better I like it. But Jolene is more of a civilized person, and it's good to see all of your faces of those people we love here, and our friends and family that are joined for this meeting. Thank you very much. The talks were great by Ben and Lily, and I asked Lily how old she was before the meeting started. She said 16, and I said, well, have you had any proposals for marriage yet? And she said, no. Well, you know, where we're going, 16 would probably, be kind of normal to be getting married, a wife and a mother. So it's a very different culture. We were asked by the bishopric to, as Jolene mentioned, to characterize and expand upon this following statement from President Nelson in his October 2024 conference talk. And Jolene already mentioned this, but it's worth saying again. My dear brothers and sisters, do you see? What is happening right before your eyes? I pray that we will not miss the majesty of this moment. The Lord is indeed hastening his work. Well, what is the Lord's work? And we're told that he has said, my work and my glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. I spent about 3 years, a decade or so ago, and just as I would go out running, training for marathons and hiking and different stuff, I would listen to the audio of the conference talks, and so I listened to all the conference talks that you could get on the Gospel Library back to 1971. So I started with the most recent ones and then listened all of them back. And if I'm not mistaken, there's never been a time where in conference talks that the second coming of Jesus Christ has been so frequent as it has been in the last 6 years or whatever, 7 years that it was that President Nelson was the prophet of the church. So, just a thought on what we're looking for, the second coming, is the millennium and that blessed day. What is the purpose of the millennium? Well, Bussard McConkie pointed out that everything the Lord does is for saving souls. And so that's the purpose of the millennium. And it's going to be a wonderful time to be living. And President Nelson has repeatedly encouraged us to get ready for that. Last conference talk in this very, April of this year, President Nelson said, increase time in the temple will help us prepare for the second coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. We do not know the day or the hour of his coming, but I do know that the Lord is prompting me to urge us to get ready for that day, that great and, quote, great and dreadful day. And then at the end of his talk, he said, I testify that Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of Israel, leads this, his church. He is preparing to come again. Likewise, may we likewise prepare to receive him. And I testify that I know also that that is true. He said, is true. I'll talk about, you know, several aspects of just what all of us see, and it's pretty easy to see with the hastening of the work. And then I'll talk about a couple of personal things. as all of you see is the number of temples. And I remember 1962 to 1967, there were exactly 12 operating temples, and none other had been announced until, I think, the end of 1967, they announced maybe the Provo and the Ogden temple. But so in our home, or a lot of people's home, you'd go into the home, and on the wall, it was really common to see a calendar with each month had a temple as the picture for that month. And it worked out just right for 12 months, 12 temples. And back then, we would say, you know, we're going to go to each one of the temples and someday. Well, now there's 382 that are operating, under construction, or announced. And so I probably won't make it to all 382. Another thing is President Nelson's talked about the youth, invited the youth to be the Lord's Youth Battalion. And he said that in a devotional on June 3rd, 2018. And just, I see that the youth are responding. I know that we've got quite a few out from our ward that's on full-time missions. And so the numbers, we can see that the youth are responding to that. Jolene mentioned some of this, the numbers. And 2 days ago, the church announced that we're going to have, as of July 1st of next year, we're going to have an additional 55 missions, bringing the total up to 506 worldwide. And some of the comments in the announcement were, it's because of the youth responding to those opportunities. And also that, you know, there's an increased number of senior and missionaries and service missionaries. And now it's the most that we've ever had. So I'm going to skip down a bunch of other things I could talk about, but I want to just mention a couple of personal things. Church, and I don't even know if some of you feel like I had a personal experience, I noticed this. Otherwise, you might not have noticed it. But to do somebody's ordinance, say for instance, if you had a family member that hadn't had all their temple ordinances, it used to be you have to wait for a year before you could do their ordinances, from the time they passed away until you could do the ordinances. And I had some dear friends who had a grandson unexpectedly pass away. And the matriarch in the family was her grandson, and she's really the only active person in the family. She's a convert, and just like the rest of them are taking their time to come along with her. But this grandson hadn't been baptized, and so he was 26, I think 27, unexpectedly died on July 2nd. And we went to a memorial service for him, and the mother, the family, the matriarch, asked me if I would do the temple work on his father's, the boy's father's birthday, who had already passed away. And that was August 8th, and I thought, and then she quickly explained, because she knew I wouldn't know this yet. She and her contacting the family's search and getting the name in and all that stuff, she found out that there had recently been a policy change. Now you can do it within 30 days, after 30 days after somebody has passed away. So I had the privilege of going to the temple and being baptized for him and doing his initiatory and his endowment. And when I came up, she asked, the grandmother was there, she was the witness at the baptism. She asked me to be the one that got baptized for the young man. And when I came up out of the water, it was the Lord let me feel how he was feeling, that all of his sins had been washed away. It was a feeling of absolute pure joy. And one other experience I'll share of the hastening of the work, I had an opportunity to go to Ohio on a business trip, first part of January, or no, excuse me, September, so just like 6 weeks ago or whatever that was. And I usually go right into my, when I'm bearing my testimony, I go right on the fasten testimony, I go right into the testimony. But this time I was prompted to add that we were going on a mission to Ethiopia, my wife and I, and if anybody was interested, any senior mission singles or senior couples wanted to go on a mission, it was awesome. They should come talk to me after the meeting. This lady right up to me, and she came right up to me, and she said, "That touched my heart." We sat in the foyer for an hour and a half, and she wanted to know everything about Ethiopia. Her bishop came by, and she told him, "Well, I want to talk to you about going on a mission." And that night, she got on the computer and started her online recommendation form. She called us a week ago Friday and said, "I got my call, I'm going to Ethiopia."
I didn't know that.
On any of the excitement that you see young people posting of giving their call and being excited, none of them surpassed her. She was so excited. So I'm grateful for the opportunity that we have to serve Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And I know that this is His church, and I'm grateful to be able to share that with the people of Ethiopia. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.